ABC Sport. Grandstand Cricket.
There you go.
That's it for the day.
You can hear the bells.
And that is Stumps.
This is Grandstand at Stumps.
On ABC Radio.
ABC Sport Digital.
And take us with you
on the ABC Listen app.
When Travis Head went out in the second over of the day, Australia still needed almost 200 to win the test. 5 wickets down, and yet Mitch Marsh and Alex Carey were able to get Australia most of the way there. And Pat Cummins, cool as a cucumber at the end, comes out to join Alex Carey, who had a career day, and Australia salute to win the test match by 3 wickets. What a moment for the Australian cricket team. After being 4 for 34, 5 for 80 up against it with the bat, they ultimately prevail in what was a career day for Alex Carey. He finished 98 not out, Pat Cummins 32 unbeaten, and Australia victorious by 3 wickets in Christchurch to win the series 2-0. And those numbers worsen for New Zealand. It is now 33 test matches with just 1 win against their arch nemesis, and they have not beaten Aussie on home soil since 1993. That is 31 years and counting. This is Grandstand at Stumps. Australia by 3 wickets in the second test. Corbin Middlemass alongside Xavier Doherty and the voice of New Zealand cricket, Brian Waddle. X, I'll start with you. Sum up that test match for us. What have we witnessed over these 4 days in Christchurch?
That was fantastic test cricket, wasn't it, Corbin? You know, New Zealand was sent in on a spicy wicket, you'd have to say. 162 in the first innings. You thought was well short of par. It was a new ball wicket. They couldn't get through it early on with a little bit of late hitting from Henry and Southey. Put a respectable, in the end, 162 on the board. Again, it was Josh Hazlewood. He keeps going, this guy. Like, he's so good. Mechanical, almost. Robotic. Just keeps going and going and going, bowling the same stuff over and over and over again. He was fantastic. Got his 5 for 31 in the first innings. He was good again in the second innings as well, Josh Hazlewood. It was great to see Marnus back in form when Australia had their turn to bat. You know, the quirky, weird, all the stuff that goes with, the loud stuff that comes with the Marnus Labuschagne innings was back. It was good to see him back in the runs. Australia, though, didn't do quite enough, in my opinion. They only got a lead of around 90 on the first innings and left the door open for New Zealand. New Zealand's second innings, life was pretty hard for Australia. I think they thought at one stage they were going to be chasing somewhere up above 400. Lucky in the end only to be chasing somewhere around 280, which for Australia, you know, if it was somewhere up around 300, would have made really tough work of it. They, again, the top order of Australia faltered. You know, the Steve Smith experiment hasn't worked again. There are a few questions between now and November that need to be answered. But at the end of the day, it was the wicketkeeper for Australia, Alex Carey, who's played an absolute blinder. 98 not out. Well supported by Mitch Marsh earlier on in the day. And that man again, Pat Cummins, once again at the crease for Australia in a run chase.
An excellent test match where the side batting last needs 199 to win, 5 wickets down. And the much maligned wicketkeeper, Andy, I say much maligned, I think most people believe he's the right man for the job. Well, he came out and proved it once again here in this Australian test team. 98 not out on a career day for Alex Carey. Brian Waddle, unfortunately, it's a familiar story for the Black Caps. It's a what might have been test match.
Yeah, and there's far too many of those from New Zealand's point of view. You've got to give credit to Australia. They were given little chance by popular opinion at the end of 3 days. It's New Zealand's for the taking. 4 early wickets, the best part of your batting gone, yet they came out and they found players who had the ability to apply themselves, the resilience that you need. Somebody under pressure, you talk about the batting of Carey. Well, he provided the kind of strength that they needed to put together the winning total. It was the middle order. Marsh was another one. In a position where he's been criticised at times, but he's making it his own, isn't he? And that was where the difference was. Well, one of the difference. The other was, you've got to keep yourself in the game, and New Zealand didn't do it. They gave chances, too many. Not only the one that Ravindra dropped today, but other chances that they have spilt. And they had a period in the chase when Marsh and Carey were batting where they lost focus. They didn't have the ability to apply the pressure that was needed, and it allowed two players who were confident and aggressive to get away with what they wanted to with the bat, and you give credit to Australia. It is what might have been. New Zealand got themselves into a winning position. They weren't able to hammer it home. They couldn't put their foot on the throat. They've got to work on that.
So they dropped Marsh from 28. He made 80. That's the game, Max.
It is the game. They gave far too many opportunities, in my eyes. Darryl Mitchell dropped a catch. Was that in the first innings? Again, it was just at times where, all the way throughout this Test series, whenever New Zealand felt they were getting back in the match, they would miss a chance or give a chance, and you just can't do that against a world championship team like Australia.
Let's try two quality bowlers
in here. This is Alex Carey, the man of the match.
We knew they were the threats early. The ball was nipping around, and I thought Mitch Marsh's his intent was outstanding and sort of got us going a little bit. But yeah, it was certainly tough early.
Yeah, that must have made it so much easier with you taking chunks off the total very, very quickly when you're out there with Mitchell Marsh.
Yeah, he does that. Travis Head's another player who, I guess, keeps the scoreboard going. And that was the messaging this morning was, you know, let's go out there and play our way. If you see an opportunity, take it. And I thought Mitch's innings today was brilliant.
You stand in the non-strikers in, you need two to win. You're two away from 100 and you've got Pat trying to smash you through the covers.
I was happy with that. Yeah, I didn't want to get on strike again.
Good on you. And I'll tell you about the fielding too, because I think you equaled Adam Gilchrist's record of 10 catches in a match as well.
I'll have to thank the bowlers for that one, but yeah, nice sort of stat.
All right, congratulations.
Thanks, cheers.
Alex Carey. ANZ player of the match.
Thanks.
I think a pretty popular winner at that, Alex Carey, and as pointed out there as part of that interview, 10 catches equals Gilchrist's record for the most against New Zealand in Test cricket, but 98 not out. And in the end, that was the game. He walked out there when Australia were 5 for 80. If it wasn't for his innings and the partnership that he shared in, Australia wouldn't be winning this match.
Oh, no chance. Yeah, there'd be no chance. With what were they, 4 for 34?
Yep.
And then we lost Travis Head. Australia lost Travis Head, second over of the morning. And at really no stage throughout this second innings of Australia were they in front until they got within, you know, maybe 20 runs, 25 runs even. But so the fact that Carey's been able to guide it all the way home, I think we heard that he was happy not to get his 100 there and he was avoiding the strike. But one of the best 98s you'll see, you know, just in the circumstances of the match, it was absolutely fantastic.
Matt Henry's the player of the series. I don't think there's any argument about that. I mean, the guy takes 17 wickets for the series, three more than any other player, Brian Waddle, and it's been the moment of his career as well, these two matches against Australia.
Well, it's just shown, too, in the bowling stats that were there. He was the top wicket taker, 17. I think it was Josh Hazlewood who was second, and it might have been Nathan Lyon who was third. But they dominated both sides with the ball.
Mm.
There was very little in the bat. I think Cam Green, total of 238, was the top run getter. Now, in two test matches, you expect a batsman to be higher than, say, 238 or up there vying for that. And I think Matt Henry has shown that he's the leader of the attack. He was the one who created opportunities at a number of occasions. In the early stages of the second innings, he'd done a good job for New Zealand and deserves to be certainly the bowler of the series, but also to be the player of the series. I think that's a great reward when you look at the player of the match was Alex Carey.
Yeah.
And that in itself is the right sort of decision, I think.
It's not often you see a team lose both Test matches, yet the team who lost gets player of the series, and I don't think there's anyone would be arguing with it.
Yep.
He was so good, Matt Henry. He stood up. I think there's a few question marks over the selectors for New Zealand, the fact that there was so much left to Matt Henry to do, but he certainly stood up and, not many arguments for him being a judge player of the series.
No, he did the right sort of thing. I mean, we're looking at a test match where New Zealand had a chance. They didn't use their bowlers. They didn't make the right sort of selections. They were lost in terms of a plan to win a test match in the fourth innings, and Australia deserved their victory. Credit to them.
So Australia go to 8 wins, 3 losses and a draw in the World Test Championship table. So it means they're second behind India on 62.5%. So that's a percentage of wins. So draws mean really little. You may as well, if you're going to lose, if you're going to draw, you may as well lose, the way that the win percentage works. And it means New Zealand are now absolutely 50-50. So three wins, three losses. So they changed positions from where they were leading into the series. New Zealand now third, Australia second, behind only India.
And they've got a lot more work to do, because they've got England later in the year and they've got India as well. So, you know, coming out of this with two losses, a side that's prided itself in its home conditions has not lived up to that fact.
Let's have a listen to Tim Southee, the captain of the Black Caps.
And the number one side in the world. Just need to go that little bit further. But I think, yeah, great test match. Obviously, turned up to day four. Both results were in play, and it needed to flow throughout the whole match.
The other thing, when you look, I guess you look at the series as a whole, you've got to take your chances, and maybe just a few too many chances slip.
Yeah, no, it means to drop catches. It's part of the game. But yeah, it's part of cricket. But like I said, when you're playing against the best side of the world, you just got to be a bit better for a bit longer.
And I know a major milestone for you was your 100th Test match. You want to remember it fondly. I guess you got to find some positive, because, I mean, you did it. New Zealand, I think, stood up well.
Yeah, there's a number of positives to take away from it. I think you look at the efforts of Matt Henry throughout the series. He's just gone from strength to strength. Obviously, for a first part of his career to be sort of in and out of the side, and then the last 12, 18 months, been a regular member of the side, really seen his qualities at test level, and he had a phenomenal series along with a couple other blokes throughout there as well. So, yeah, there's always positives to take away from things.
All right, bad luck today, but well done in general.
Cheers.
So Tim Southee, the captain of the Black Caps. Australia winners by 3 wickets in the end. Pat Cummins, 32 not. And Alex Carey, a career day, 98 not out. Were able to steer Australia home. And when they lost their 5th wicket, Australia were 5 for 80 with Travis Head walking back. And in the end, it was contributions from Marsh with 80. And the two men I just mentioned, Stark and Cummins, that were able to see the Australians home. Let's have a listen in to Pat Cummins now as part of that post-match presentation. Australia by 3 wickets in Christchurch.
Well, your side, but with the bat out here later on, how tense was it?
Yeah, pretty tense. Yeah, I was pretty nervous watching for the last couple of hours. Everyone tried to keep themselves busy and then look up for the ball and then look back down. And yeah, amazing win. Yeah, kind of bit by bit, the boys were fantastic today.
Well, I asked Alex about it. He said it was quite heavy for you to smash the winning ones through the cover. You know, you left them 98 not out, but I think you were pretty keen to get it over and done with, weren't you?
Yeah, any way possible. I had no idea he was on 98, so that would have been embarrassing if he was celebrating and I wasn't looking.
Take you right back to the start of the game. You win the toss, you bowl first, and I guess you set it up by reducing New Zealand to a low score and then getting a decent lead. It was about 90. How crucial was that?
Yeah, really important. You know, the toss helped as well. It was kind of funny, our test match that day one moved really quickly, and then after that, you know, the pitch flattened out and it was a bit tougher going for the bowlers. But yeah, the first innings lead's always key, and yeah, pretty pivotal.
And I guess it was the way that Alex came together with Mitchell Marsh and the way that they played positively. You just trust those guys to go out in a pressure situation like that, just play their own games?
Yeah, absolutely. We've been on the other side of it plenty of times, and if the scoreboard's not moving, you're always feeling the game. But if they're just chipping away at it, it seems like it's all happening pretty quickly. So that was the goal today, just always be busy out there, just keep the run rate ticking over, and yeah, bit by bit getting closer.
There were so many times that New Zealand pressed you in this series, and you just get your noses in front again, you take a crucial wicket or you get a crucial partnership and just keep New Zealand under the thumb. How much do you put down to that experience of winning many games and how to win them?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think experience in general, really. We've got a quite experienced side, played a lot of test matches and had quite a bit of success along the way. I think the story of this series was, you know, in key moments, one guy stood up and, yeah, didn't necessarily play complete games, but in those pivotal moments, someone stood up and made themselves a match winner. So, yeah, keep finding ways to win. It's a pretty awesome squad.
Cricketers always talk about test matches when they get tight, especially towards the end of the match. After it was today, it was 4 days. It could easily have been 5. You don't play test matches for about another 8 months. You're going to miss them?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely love them. I mean, we've coming off basic 7 in the last couple of months. So it's been busy, but it's the best form of cricket. It always seems to throw up dramas like today.
Well, you hold on to the Tasman Trophy. It's so difficult for New Zealand to take it off you. You still get your hands in. I've got the president of New Zealand Cricket, Leslie Murdoch, to present you with the Trans-Tasman Trophy.
So that stays in Australia's hands. That's an abrupt exit, too, for the interview. But there's how it ends. So well done to the Australians and Pat Cummins as we just lost our line right at the crucial moment there. But Pat Cummins has the trophy in hand, and that is staying with the Australians. The Aussies went by 3 wickets. It was a fun test match right throughout, and particularly headed into this final day. The Aussies needed 202 to win. 6 wickets were needed by the Kiwis at the start of the day. Brian Waddle, the New Zealand point of view. What do we think coming out of this from a New Zealand standpoint with their next test match to come in September as the Aussies celebrate downstairs with the Trans-Tasman trophy?
Well, I suppose you have to look back at it, and if you're a coach or a selector, you take out the positives. Unfortunately, you've got to deal with the negatives, and there are things in the New Zealand game that certainly need to be improved. Their ability to bowl Australia out in the second innings when they had a good chance. They'd done the work at the top of the order. Yes, we talked about it being a pitch where the new ball was important, but New Zealand seemed to lack a plan about how to end the Marsh-Carey partnership, and they're one of the things that they will find as a negative. They've got to learn how to catch. The catches were significant. You can't drop the best batsman in the world and expect not to pay a penalty. And it happened on the final day here. You don't intend to drop catches,
yep,
but you have to find a way to ensure those ones are taken. Marsh was dropped. Bang, game over. They tried hard, but that was not in the New Zealand side of things. The New Zealand batting has to be more consistent, and I think Australia probably look at it the same way. They need to be a bit more consistent at the top order. You've talked about the weaknesses. Well, it can't be that weak. You've just won 2 test matches in New Zealand, and won quite comfortably, and won from behind. I think it's fair to say that New Zealand were ahead going into the final day, and Australia have shown the resilience to fight back. Can I just finish off with the pluses for New Zealand? Ben Sears to me is a plus.
Yes.
Will O'Rourke is a plus.
Yep.
And I think, despite the drop catch, Ruchan Ravindra is a plus. And New Zealand have to look ahead to those players and build the team around them. There are other great players. New Zealand still has Williamson. You can't discount him at any time. But the three pluses are those new players with the ball, and they can form a partnership with Kyle Jamieson when he comes back from injury. And, you know, you can look ahead and be positive. But they still have to deal with the negative issues as well.
We are very reasonable as Aussie cricket critics. We just want every batsman to score 100 every time they walk out on a wicket every over in which they bowl.
Yeah. But
that's all right. Apart from that, and we keep learning the same lesson over and over again. And Pat Cummins said, look, the moral of the story when it comes to this version of the Australian cricket team is that somebody always stands up and gets it done for us. And again today, that proved to be the case, where Alex Carey was the guy. It was Cam Green in Wellington. And so as much as we probably walk out of here and we think, look at the fragility in the batting lineup, you've had two guys that have had career innings in a two-match series. Green in Wellington, Carey here in Christchurch. And in the end, they produced their career best efforts at a time in which Australia needed it most.
So the theory they're running with is they're picking their best six batsmen, Australia.
Yep.
That's the theory. That's why Steve Smith's been shuffled to the top. And, well, in whether... you say that Alex Carey's the best wicketkeeper batsman or not, you can't. It's hard to argue. The guy's just gone out and got 98. That's the reason they're doing it. They are putting the best possible players in this team, whether they're out of order or not. You know, time will tell. And you know, there's a few people who suggest that that's the case. I'm not 100% sure. I like the Steve Smith experiment at the start. You know, the numbers aren't backing it up just at the moment. But that's the reason you've got six batsmen. You don't all have to be scoring runs at the same time. Yes, they're getting saved just at the moment by guys down the order, but they're the best team in the world for a reason, and the questions I guess around that top order will linger, you know, for the 7 months until next summer starts, but it's hard to argue with form and the win-loss just at the moment.
How do they keep the momentum when they don't play a test now for 8 months? It's India at home, 5 test matches, but the first one of those is probably pretty deep in November.
Well, that's right. It is hard. Well, so most of this team will feature in the T20 World Cup, Corbin, or at least be on that tour. So, yeah, I guess that's always the issue, isn't it, with the modern game, and they change from format to format quite regularly. So I'm sure there'll be, you know, a few rounds of Shield cricket, which will, and it always, you know, names will be thrown around and, you know, who's the best fit, but I can't see them changing the 11 names, you know, whether they bring in, you know, whether Renshaw's the best spare bat, you know, time will tell, because I'm, you know, all those players on the fringe of the team will have a chance to put their name forward. But yeah, the momentum thing, it's a hard one to keep going. I think that it's been a big summer, in particularly for the bowling attack. They've kept that bowling group together for all seven tests, so I'm sure they'll appreciate a break.
The SMS line, 0467 920 222. It's been great to have you with us right throughout this test series in New Zealand. It's been a fun tour. In the end, Australia win both the matches. So they won by 172 runs in Wellington, and they win by 3 wickets here in Christchurch. Michael in Melbourne, I'm really loving the coverage. I wish Australia and New Zealand would play against each other every year, or at least every other year, given we're so close. You'd think that we should be able to play a bit more test cricket than we do. Hi, guys. Beats and Jings, Lane Tiles in Bunbury. I'm loving the commentary. Keep the Kiwis in check. Awesome win from the Aussies. Nice to hear from you guys. Appreciate that. Here we go. This is great. Sarah in Glenelg East, who we spoke to.
Oh, we did, yep.
At the start of play, and I'm very happy to read this out. Absolutely stoked with the result. Who can say Test cricket is dead after this series? Hanging off every ball, so thrilled for the Aussie boys and Alex Carey in particular. Great calling, ABC cricket commentary team. Love hearing the Kiwi commentary as well, especially Brian Waddle with a big smiley face. So,
can you just read that again? I didn't get it all.
Well, she messaged us at the start of the day and said, look,
Took us to task,
and need to lay off Alex Carey. He's the guy in this team at number seven. You did, and he proved it again today. 98 not out off 123 balls. And as I touched on pre-match, it wasn't so much that it wasn't Carey. It was just the margin between him and the next guy out of the squad is smaller than it is for everybody else. So he showed why he's worthy of his place in this team. Green did it in Wellington, and they're the best cricket team in the world. They proved it again.
Yeah, the end result of that is it's the competition for places. Yep. And if Carey feels his competition, he's got to deliver. And he did it.
We'll hear from Jim too, just before we get out of here. He's just made his way back in to the box, so he won't be getting off scot-free either. And we'll hear from Jeff Lemon downstairs as well. Hopefully get some reaction before we get out of here. If not, you'll be able to catch it all online. The ABC Listen app is the place to do it. And, of course, through the podcast store, look out for the best of ABC Sport folder in the podcast store. Oh, this is great timing. We can head downstairs to the man of the moment after a career day. Alex Carey is with our own Jeff Lemon.
ABC Sport, we've got Alex Carey with us, fresh off 98 not out in a big run chase. Has the adrenaline settled down a bit yet?
Oh, a little bit, yeah. The families are starting to come on the oval now. So, yeah, great win, obviously. Tough position overnight, but I thought the way Mitchy sort of set the standard today and the intent, got us in the right direction.
It's a big achievement. It's only 13 times before that an Australian team has chased that many to win. That's in 150 years of Test cricket. That is a big hurdle for your team to get over.
Yeah, I thought we were in a pretty decent position going into that fourth innings, but quality outfit had us in a bit of trouble overnight. Sort of ebbed and flowed throughout the series, and I guess we were lucky enough to win, I guess, those key moments. But yeah, still some areas to improve on, but yeah, great result and lots of smiles around the group.
Travis Head gets out this morning, there's still 199 to get, 5 wickets in hand. Are you genuinely confident at that point, or is it more a case of just start and hope for the best?
Yeah, I think it's just go through the process. You know, the way that Mitch was playing, he takes, I guess, chunks of runs off the scoreboard pretty quickly. So it was sort of just build a partnership with him, see how we go, get through that initial burst of Henry and Southey. Henry's series was unbelievable. So we knew the threat there. And then we saw with our bowling innings that it does flatten out a bit. So, yeah, it was sort of absorb that first hour and then counterpunch a little bit.
Your own performances, you didn't quite look yourself a couple of the innings on this tour. Then you hold 10 catches in this match. You know, that's just about the record for a test match. You're only one short. Where were you at confidence-wise? Where was your head at when you were walking into bat today?
Yeah, really excited to get back out there, to be honest. I probably a little bit disappointed in my dismissal in the second innings in the first game, but felt like my form coming in was okay with some shield runs and a decent summer, but I was pretty excited to get out there and bat again for the country and see what I guess, unfolded, and I guess it was a good day for me.
If we're completely honest, that last ball of the last over, you're 98 not out. Was there any thought to say to Pat, why don't you just block this one out and leave it for me?
Oh, to be honest, it's sort of, if it was meant to be, it was meant to be, and I'm really happy I probably didn't have to face another ball. I was pretty up and about at that stage and might have played a rash shot with the energy going the way it was, but... yeah, again, his contribution with the bat, we've seen that in big games now, and, you know, 30-odd, kept the scoreboard going, and I didn't, you know, feel under any pressure once we lost that wicket, so a great effort from the captain.
You've got a strange kind of situation now, almost 9 months before you play another test match end of this year in November. Yeah. What do you do in between now and then?
Yeah, a bit of downtime. Be a dad for a bit, run around with them, bit of school drop-offs. Maybe a bit of cricket once, you know, we've probably had a month or so off overseas somewhere. But at this stage, it's pretty quiet. It has been a huge sort of 18 months for this group. Some boys fly off to IPL, to England, and I reckon after a month or so, I'd be pretty keen to get back out there.
In terms of match situation, is that might just be the best innings of your career so far?
Yeah, certainly is, without doubt. I think, under the pump a bit, and, you know, to, I guess, see us over the line, without doubt, that's the best innings of my career.
One we'll remember, and one we're sure you'll remember fondly. Thanks for talking to us.
Thank you. Cheers.
No doubt about that. Great to hear from Alex Carey with Jeff Lennon. What a knock it was from him. He gets Australia home, 98 not out. That's about it from us here in Christchurch and in New Zealand more broadly. We've got a lot of thank yous, but Xavier Doherty, firstly to you, spending time away from your family back in Tassie to come on a test tour with us on the ABC. Your insights have been excellent right throughout, and we've loved your company, so can't wait to hear you again on the ABC, hopefully in future, and thanks for coming.
Thanks, Corbin. It's been a lot of fun hanging out up here in the commentary box and spending time off air and listening to some of the stories, but yeah, great to see and be able to call some of the fantastic cricket, so it's been a lot of fun.
Xavier Doherty, three-format spinner for the Aussies. Brian Waddle, thanks for having us in your neck of the woods, both in Wellington and in here in Christchurch as well. And hopefully we see you back in Oz in the not-too-distant future.
Here's hoping, yeah, and thanks for having me. It's always difficult when you have one affiliation and you work for someone else. There's a different way of dealing with it, and I guess it teaches you a bit of balance when it comes to the commentary. So I've enjoyed it, and look forward to doing it again.
It's been excellent. Brian Waddle, the longtime voice of New Zealand cricket. To the rest of our crew, to Jeff Lemon, we just heard from him downstairs for his work throughout the series. Craig McMillan, Frankie Mackay, and Katie Martin, our New Zealand voices throughout. To Tim Verrill, to Mel Buckley, Stu Baker, Andrea Williamson for all their work behind the scenes. To New Zealand cricket for looking after us so well. Spriggy, Az, Lauren, Akash, all back in the studio throughout the series. Thank you for their work. The last word, though, always belongs to the voice of summer, Jim Maxwell. Seven test gem in the Southern Hemisphere swing, and the Aussies get out of it with just one defeat. What did you make of all that?
Exciting. Wonderful test cricket. That's what we want to see. But we want to see three. We're going to see four test matches against New Zealand in a couple of years. Most enjoyable, good atmosphere, two excellent cricket grounds, and lovely to see Wads in such fine condition, and the fact that he's become a grandfather for the second time. Cricket is an ageless game, as we know, and we saw that in part with the Australian team's performance here. Even though some of their more starry historical players didn't turn up in the top order, a lot of them did. And I love the way Pat Cummins plays. Since his first test, when he got the winning runs, and he got them at Edgbaston, and he got them today.
You've been a big defender of Alex Carey as well.
Well, it goes without saying, 10 catches, he's made runs in this match. I don't think his place was ever in doubt, as we've all said, but, you know, the media like to pick up on something, and they were struggling for a line. Now they'll have to find something else to talk about, won't they?
We'll catch you next summer, Jim. Enjoy the winter months in Oz.
Good on you, Corby. Well led, son.
Jim Maxwell, the voice of summer. He'll be back to do it all again when India come to town for the Test Summer next year. Appreciate all of you for listening. Catch up on all the latest through the ABC Listen app.